This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Uzbekistan's Minister of Investments, Industry and Trade, Laziz Kudratov, ahead of the annual meeting of Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank in Samarkand today. Both the ministers discussed issues of mutual interest related to bilateral trade, especially in the areas of renewable energy, fertilizer and pharmaceutical sector. The Ministry of Finance has said both the ministers acknowledged the successful agreement towards the bilateral investment treaty between India and Uzbekistan. They also agreed that it will bolster investors' confidence in each other's market, especially in the healthcare, hospitality and tourism sector. The government's flagship initiative, Make in India, has completed 10 years today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encouraging Make in India through all possible ways. The Make in India initiative, which was launched on September 25, 2014, aims to facilitate investment, foster innovation, build world-class infrastructure and make India a hub for manufacturing, design and innovation. In an extraordinary mountaineering achievement, a team from the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports has successfully scaled an unnamed and unclimbed 20,942 feet high peak in Gorichan range of Arunachal Pradesh Himalayas on Tawang West Kameng region. The peak was one of the most technically challenging and unexplored summits in the region. The team has immortalized the momentous feat by naming the peak Sangkyang Gyatso Peak in honor of His Holiness the 6th Dalai Lama Rigzen Sangyang Gyatso. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that Hindi has become a unifying force in Arunachal Pradesh, the only state in the Northeast where the language is spoken in every corner. The CM said this while attending the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Hindi department at Rajiv Gandhi University today. In a social media post, Khandu said, "The widespread use of Hindi in Arunachal has opened doors for many of our talented individuals in the entertainment industry, especially in Bollywood and Hindi singing reality shows on national television. Our command over the language has allowed Arunachalis to showcase our state's talent on the national stage." Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday assured funds for upgradation of Ramakrishna Mission Hospital to a 200-bedded hospital while informing that Rs. 62 crore has already been earmarked for starting the work. Requesting the RKM authorities to submit its detailed plan to the state government as soon as possible, he assured that the required funds, which will be around rupees 130 to 40 crores, will be provided. Khandu was speaking after inaugurating a liquid medical oxygen plant with oxygen refilling facility of 10,000 liters capacity, 40 oxygen cylinders at a time refilling capacity, an ICU, one emergency care center, a police chowki and a sports arena at the hospital. In a new development, the Chief Minister announced that in the coming years, two more medical colleges would be established in the state under public-private partnership mode. Mayor Tame Fasang has said that over 1 lakh households and at least 3 lakh residents rely on the Itanagar Municipal Corporation to manage their waste daily, including business establishments. The mayor shared this household survey report while addressing the media during a mass cleanliness drive held at Ward No. 9 on Tuesday. He also informed that the drive held yesterday was a part of IMC's ongoing Swachhata Hi Seva campaign, which saw hundreds of participants, including youth, students and members of the public. The mayor further highlighted the immense challenges IMC faces in managing tons of garbage generated daily from more than 1 lakh households. He urged residents to adopt better waste management practices and develop a stronger civic sense to help reduce the city's waste burden. In addition to cleanliness drives, IMC is organizing literary events and marathons to raise awareness about the importance of a clean and green city. The India Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, and Sikkim till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Itanagar Met Center has forecast thunderstorms and lightning with very heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places over Papumpare, Leparada and Lower Siang district by tomorrow and has categorized the three districts under the orange alert zone. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.